Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation. As always, excuse me, right off the bat, Logan's got me laughing, I'm clearing my throat. I want to welcome all of our listeners in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm very excited that John told me this morning. I brought a lot of energy today because we've got listeners in Trinidad and Tobago, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. It's not Tobago.
Is it one or like multiple?
We have multiple listeners, plural. We have a large group of Cigar Chat and Cigar Federation fans.
Of rabid Cigar Chat fans.
Indeed. Trinidad and Tobago. And I actually had to look up where Trinidad and Tobago is, so I apologize. I'm going to offend everybody right off the bat. Just off the coast of Venezuela. I had no idea. Anyway, so welcome to everyone around the world tuning in. Everyone in the Armed Forces, thank you for taking some time. I hope you get a chance to relax and enjoy a cigar while we kind of wax unpoetically about everything that's going on in the business. Logan's in Texas. Apparently it's hot there, Logan.
So hot.
All right, that's all you get in your intro. John, you're in Canada. It's not quite as hot up there, right?
No, it's still mid-80s, which, you know, finally.
Still
it's been
warm.
On and off for like 2 weeks, which sucked.
Yeah, that's too bad. It's beautiful out here in California. We've got Ryan and Danny from SaveTheLeaf.org here to tell us a little bit about what they're doing. They're just going to be with us for a little bit here at the beginning, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. Guys, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us, and let us know, tell us about your mission.
I don't know if you can hear you.
Crickets, I can't hear anybody.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Nothing. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure. Ryan's a little delayed. But so, I mean, I'm hoping most of your audience understands and knows what's going on with the overreaching FDA regulations that are about to take effect August 8th, which has completely affected the cigar industry as a whole, and is also going to affect a lot of people in South America, Central America, kind of, you know, places that are very important to the cigar industry as well. And so what Save the Leaf is doing that Ryan started up was to make some noise about that FDA regulations. So, or what the FDA is trying to do. So what we've planned here is what's called a Capital HERF, August 6th through 8th, in a combination of Maryland and DC. If you guys have ever been to the area, you know, they're not very far from each other. And so, yeah, we're here, you know, and I want Ryan to talk a bit about it as well, but we just really want to talk to your audience and, you know, drum up some support and again, make some noise. And Ryan's had a pretty cool giveaway that, you know, we're going to have him talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, just before you jump in, there's an actual direct question from the audience, and it's basically the same thing I already asked, but we'll direct this more towards Ryan. And this one comes from Jason Myers. So again, every week we start with a question from Jason.
I think you like him.
What is the primary goal of Save the Leaf, and how does it fit into with what other organizations are doing, like the CRA?
So when we started this organization, first of all, thank you guys for having us here this evening. When we started this, I reached out to Glenn Looper, the CRA, and I said, look, I know you guys are battling this on a legal level, and lawsuits and everything else. How can we assist in that fight without, you know, impeding what you guys are doing? They filed the lawsuit with the IPCPR and the CAA. They have been working with Congress for H.R. 662, which is a bill for the deeming regulations to be stopped. So what we're doing is by bringing a physical presence to this action, we are showing the public, we're trying to physically show the public support of those litigations. So bringing public awareness on a national level to what's going on in our industry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, when you talk about what's going on in the industry, and I mean, we talked about it a lot here, on Cigar Chat. We had Glenn on a couple weeks ago, and he broke down a lot of the information for us. It's still hard to digest if you don't have a legal mind, which I do not. Logan likes to profess that he does. I don't buy it, but
I did go to law school.
How'd that work out for you?
Not super good.
No,
hey, I was number five in my class. I was a good student.
I got a question.
Like, I get all, you know, a core principle I agree with you guys are doing, right? Like, you should, as an American, have the right to stand up and protest. I mean, that's what this country is founded upon. Correct. I just have one question, and I'm not trying to come at you, but most of D.C., from my understanding, because I've spent some time there for work, is that it's all non-smoking. So are you planning on doing this in a way that's not going to get people arrested?
So that's
smoking
not,
on federal property.
Nope. The federal lawn is actually allowed to smoke on, and we have pulled and registered all the permits with the Capitol Police. I was actually on the phone with them today. So we have all the permits with the Capitol Police for the West Lawn. As long as we stay within the sidewalks and we do not go in the buildings, we are allowed to smoke freely. And it's also a little bit to do with what we're protesting. So they're kind of making an exception with that permit because of what we're doing. You're not actually supposed to have a lighter or torch on federal grounds. Okay. So we had to do a little bit of, reconnaissance work with the Capitol Police to explain to them, you know, we will be lighting cigars and this is what we're doing. And that is the whole point of our cause.
Right.
So they have issued us a permit that we can do that legally.
Wow, hey, that's
my
awesome.
Objection is now taken away. That's good. That's good work. I didn't realize that this was organized.
Awesome that I mean, you guys have that. That you can even get some kind of permit like that that even exists. I know that they're making, like you said, a special special concession towards you guys, but that's great.
Well, every protest that ever happens has a permit. They're supposed to have a permit for the Capitol grounds.
I didn't know that.
And there's a list of bylaws. And some of those laws is no food trucks, no waters, you know, certain things. You can't have vendors out there selling stuff. There's a lot of things that go into it. And one of those things was not having lighters. But we had to work with them. So we did.
Well, that's still pretty cool that they're going to kind of bend the rules for you guys.
And I want to touch on another thing. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, why do we wait till August 8th? August 8th is so significant to the law going into effect. That's why we chose August 8th. Some say, is it too late? It's never too late to stand up for what you believe in. I mean, there are people are still fighting gun rights for 100 years. So whatever we do on August 8th, it's not going to change anything that day, but it's going to bring awareness to the cause so that the CRA's lawsuit and the congressional actions that are being done can be assisted moving forward. So it brings more awareness and more attention to this cause. And that's why we need everybody out there helping, getting the word out. If you're free Monday, come smoke with us. It's free. This ain't Cigar Fest. This isn't IPSPR. We're not charging you nothing. Just come out there, grab a cigar, and stand united with every brand. I mean, there's the Gurkha team's coming out there. The Miami Cigar team's going to be out there. Calibri's going to be out there. Roberto Duran's going to be out there. Glenn Looper of the CRA, Eric Newman, David Blanco. I mean, there's just a list of people who's coming to stand out there with you guys. So we're not alone.
That's awesome. So you can show up. You don't even need to bring cigars with you. You guys are going to hook folks up when they get there, huh?
Yeah, all the brand owners are bringing a few boxes, and we're just handing them out. It's not a grab bag situation.
Sure.
We just want you guys smoking. We want everybody smoking all the time.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Now, I know you guys have you're trying to raise some funds for this. You've got a GoFundMe page going. And I know you wanted to do a quick raffle during Cigar Chat tonight, which is pretty cool. You're going to pick a couple winners. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so we have our I'm wearing it, the Save the Leaf hat and the Save the Leaf shirt. They're for sale on the SaveTheLeaf.org website. But what we're going to do tonight is we'll give away a hat, a shirt, and a box of I have Swinger Cigar Company, so I'll give a box of my 1895s to the highest donor at the end of the show. So whoever goes on the GoFundMe and donates right now, will the highest donor will get a hat, a shirt, and a box of cigars. And then also, if you've donated, we'll pick one name out of all the Cigar Federation guys who've donated tonight, and we'll also raffle off another hat and another shirt to them.
Awesome. So what's the page that they need to go to? What's the website?
GoFundMe.com/SaveTheLeaf.org.
Okay, cool. So that's pretty simple.
And all the money, just so you guys know, there's no profit in this. All the funds are going to causing this. I just paid $3,000 for buses to transport people. Any dollar that we have extra from all of this goes to the CRA. So we did this money to give the CRA more money to help with this lawsuit.
Awesome. Completely and also, transparent. I like that.
And
go ahead, Danny. Sorry.
And also, you know, just last week, you know, we got confirmation that Cigars for Warriors will be out there.
Yeah.
With their table, and if you've ever seen them at an event, they do raffles and stuff. They're going to be out there with us. So then, on top of the money, any cigars that are left over will also be donated to Cigars for Warriors, which is great. And then, you know, they're going to be out there doing raffles because really their biggest expense is shipping those cigars to the Warriors.
Yeah.
So while they're out there, you know, if you guys can participate in raffles, and you know, they always have some pretty cool cigar humidors and stuff that you can win from them. So it's like you said, you know, we are that organized, and that's kind of why Ryan and I are preaching this on social media and trying to get on as many shows as we can, because a lot of people still haven't heard of us, and you know, and it's tough because we have some big names. I think we'll be at IPCPR with Save the Leaf, and also trying to drum up more support, more supporter sponsors if we can get it, just to make this as big and epic as possible.
Yeah, the bigger this is, the more news, the more publicity we get. We want CNN, we want Fox News. The more people we have standing out there smoking cigars, the more attention we're going to get. So if you got 5 seconds, you can share a post or tell someone about it or tell someone in your cigar shop about it. It's free. This isn't about anybody's brand. This isn't about any egos. This is about saving our industry as a whole and raising awareness to what we all love to do as a Brothers of the Leaf and Sisters of the Leaf.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking the time to obviously put this together and you know, give us some more information. I'm really impressed. Like I kind of was on the same side as Logan when he was asking about, you know, kind of how organized everything is. No, this is, I mean, you guys have it dialed in. That's pretty, this is awesome that you guys have everything. I mean, you're good to go. It's not going to get shut down halfway through the day. I mean, you can't guarantee anything, who knows, but yeah. It looks that way anyway. so that's great. That's great. Best of luck to you guys. And thanks for, like I said, taking the time to put this together. Really appreciate it.
Well,
thanks for having us out here. We'll, at the end of the night, before the show's over, I'll shoot you a text of where the donations are and who won.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you've got my number, and we'll see you guys at IPCPR.
Yeah, man, see you in Vegas.
Awesome. Right, guys. Thanks, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys, thanks.
Best of luck.
Bye-bye.
So we are we're just through our first segment here. So
yeah.
Remind the audience that you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. We just finished chatting with the guys from SaveTheLeaf.org. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
Logan, I kind of thought along the same lines as you. It's like,
it was going to be like a janky, people are going to be getting thrown in the back of squad cars, cigarettes burning people, or cigars burning people.
Yeah, but no, it's organized. And,
it's well put together, it sounds like.
And they're out in front of it. That's great. Logan, this next segment's brought to us by who?
Rob, this next segment's brought to us by Fratello Cigars. At Fratello Cigars, the journey is different. The experience is memorable, and the cigars are the hottest on the market. Ask your local tobacconist for the latest Fratello cigars and get ready to ignite your journey. Back to you, Rob.
I really like that tagline.
Who are you? What did you do with Logan?
Well, Logan, he's got copy. No, so we're going to talk about IPCPR. I mean, this is the focus. This is what the bulk of the questions were asked about. I mean, I know everybody's interested in SaveTheLeaf.org. And just a reminder, if you're watching live, go to the GoFundMe page for SaveTheLeaf.org. I believe it's GoFundMe.com/SaveTheLeaf.
Let me go to it. Wouldn't it be funny if I won?
Yeah,
it is pasted in the chat room for anyone awesome. Who is on SigFed and utilizing the chat room. The wonderful feature that it is.
Yeah, and make a donation. I mean, I don't know if it's 501c3. I doubt it. But that's not really the point here. I mean, donate whatever you can. If you can donate $5, donate $5. Donate $10. Donate $100. Donate $1,000. Whatever you got. I mean, these guys are doing. They're doing something. Which is nice to see, and it's well organized. I'm impressed for sure.
They've raised $3,000 thus far.
That's good for them. And there's some prizes, hats and shirts and cigars. So, you know, put in. I'm gonna try to get my donation in while one of you guys are talking.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Yeah, send a couple bucks their way. So Logan, before you do that, we're talking about Fratello. They've got a couple of new releases coming out, right? Do you know off the top of your head what they are?
Let me just say, before we get into that, is that this IPCPR, Gwen Stefani put it best. It's B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's freaking bananas. Like, I'm not going to say what I learned before the show, but there was a cigar coming out, and actually, it doesn't really matter. Like, it was a cigar coming out, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're totally on Sigfa, going to get the upsetters, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And someone's like, dude, you know that's flavored, right? And I'm like, whoa, what?
Infused.
Well, whatever. It's all the same, dude. And I was like, are you kidding me? And they're like, no. And then I read it again, and I was like, holy crap, it is. Like, there's just been an onslaught of new cigars because the FDA. People are going bananas. Like, normally at a show like this last year, I couldn't have told you everything, but I could have told you, like, oh, yeah, here's what I'm looking for. Dude, there's so much stuff when I'm looking through some of these price sheets. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize the Surrogate's Crystal Baller was coming out in a Corona Gorda size. I was like, I had no idea.
That may not even been announced yet. You might have just broke some news on accident. There's the thread in the forums, and John and I talked about this a little bit yesterday after sharing our pairings. There's a thread in the forums on Cigar Federation, and it's, you know, what IPCPR release are you looking forward to the most? And there's a lot of all the members are chiming in with, oh, one is, you know, this one, or blah blah blah, this one, whatever, the new one from Crowned Heads, the Crema or Crayama.
Which one? There's two.
Yeah.
There's La Mariasis and La Crema.
Yeah, that's the second one. Is it Crema? Crema? I don't know how you say it.
I don't know. John's too fancy.
It's probably Creme. I think it's Creme.
It's probably.
Because it's C-R-E-M-E with the little accent.
Is it Francais?
Who knows? But that's the one I'm looking forward to because it's a company that I really I've enjoyed a lot of their cigars. And it references creamy in the title. It's got to have.
It's got to be for you, Doc.
It's got to be for me, I'm telling you. But no, there's just so much stuff. And I went in and I was going to, you know, get involved in the conversation. And I started typing and it's like, I couldn't think of anything because we're getting 5 or 10 press releases a day. And like I said, I mean, we don't hustle the news like, Coop does and Half Wheel does. I mean, they track this stuff down. That's part of their deal. We're not really a news site, so we post what people send us. That's really about it. But
it's been a little overwhelming.
I mean, if we're posting 5 or 6, 7 of them a day, they've got to be posting 10, 15, 20 of them a day.
Like, so, I mean, yesterday – oh, go ahead.
We were talking about Fratello. There's the Fratello Oro.
The Oro.
There was another one.
No, and then he has the Boxer series, mm-hmm. which was the Box Press limited edition sampler he did. Well, he's doing a Boxer in his Maduro and the regular one as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so that's always looking forward to what's coming out from Fratello. I mean, we've been able to smoke a few things that are coming out. Today I smoked the Inch Colorado from EP Carrillo, and that was pretty good. Smoked the Protocol Lancero. That's phenomenal. It's already been kind of.
Yeah.
Lazone is so hot right now.
Dude, like, I swear, like, they're branding that so good. It's like everything is so hot right now.
So
I don't know.
That
was the Fed Heads.
That was the first official Fed Head.
So hot right now was Fed Heads, yeah.
That was the first official Fed Head meme, but that Protocol Lancero, which is actually already available in the Sigfed store. I think you still have a few bundles
like
left.
Like two bundles, yeah.
I might have to buy one because it's fantastic. That might be my cigar of the year. A cigar is going to have to completely blow me away to beat that for cigar of the year for me. A fantastic cigar.
I haven't smoked a lot of new releases because last year, just to compare and contrast, last year people – if you notice, they brought out maybe one cigar, right, at the show, or maybe a limited edition. This year, it's like minimum 2 or 3 for companies, right? Like, I mean, that's the new trend.
Oh, at least.
And people have – I wouldn't say they've rushed these cigars, but they brought them quicker where before we did a lot of pre-release reviews and stuff like that. So I haven't even smoked a lot of the new stuff because a lot of it's not even really – I mean, either ready or even really available yet. But – I don't know. It's been weird, but I did smoke a new one, and I got sent 4 samples, and they were intended to be reviewed, and it was so freaking good. I smoked 3 of them without even realizing that, oh, my God, I need to save one of these for either Rob or Surgeon or Jared or someone to do a review.
What is it?
It's so not what you would even think it would be for me. It is so freaking good.
Can we guess?
Will you tell us?
Like the guess.
I'm going to tell everyone, but I want you to guess because it's totally not from a brand that I've ever liked really at all. Not that I haven't liked them, but I just when you figure out what it is, you're going to be like, wow, I'm really surprised.
I wonder if it's the Hoya Black from Hoya de Nicaragua.
That would be a very educated guess, but it's not the Hoya.
That's actually a really good guess. I
know biscuits pretty well.
He knows me pretty good.
I'll throw one guess out there.
It's a big company.
It's a big company.
But not like General Altid is big, but it's a big company.
Nicaraguan or Dominican?
Nicaraguan.
It's got to be something from... No. It's not Skip. It's not It's not anything from La Zona. It's not Casa Fernandez.
No, I love Casa Fernandez.
So I'm going to guess... I don't know, man. John, you made a much better guess than I could. I don't know. Just tell us what it is.
Dude, it's the AJ Fernandez Bellas Artes.
Oh, that's Skip was talking about that.
Dude, freaking mind blow.
Really?
I guess we know who's going to review that cigar.
When did Skip say that?
I saw him post – when they posted the press release, I'm wondering if it came out of his factory.
I don't know, but, dude, holy crap nuggets.
Like, they posted up a thing, like a press release about it, and Skip commented, he said, if there's one cigar that you try at IPCPR this year, make it this one.
Dude,
something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not going to quote Skip, but it's something to that.
I don't follow Skip that closely. But, dude, it is – I mean, seriously, I had four to review, and I was going to send – the idea was to smoke one and send, like, two to you and one to Jared or something like that or whatever. Like, I burned through three of them before – oh, sorry, Sergeant.
John, you live in Canada.
Sorry, dog.
It's not my
sending
fault.
Stuff to you is
– sorry, man. The mules aren't available.
Is a gigantic pain in thine tuchus.
I know someone is going to be nearby in about 3 days.
Copy that.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, dude, that cigar – woo!
All right, so that's something to look forward to. We actually just
so good.
I think we posted the press release for that.
Oh my god!
On the site,
I want more bad.
So anyway, there's an awful lot to look forward to at IPCPR. There's going to be a ton of releases. We've kind of flirted with telling everybody what we're doing this year. I haven't really cleared this with Logan, but I'm just going to tell everybody anyway because An's been talking about it. As much as he has. An is going to be our second cameraman this year.
I knew that.
Who's one of our SigFed members. We've got another SigFed member who we haven't really talked about going, and I don't know if he's said anything about it.
I don't know.
But he's going to help us with some editing and things like that. So we're going to have two video crews, so our already best in show coverage of IPCPR on video is going to get even better because we're going to have twice as many interviews.
Well, and now we're going to be able to do pipes, like actually give good...
Yeah, serious pipe pipes. Coverage.
Serious pipe coverage.
And Jared's going to be on camera a lot. And
no, he's ready. He's ready for it.
I hope he's ready for it. That's good. I'm glad to hear that because Jared, he knows what he's talking about, especially with pipes now.
Oh, he does.
He knows his stuff, and he just needs to just go up there and own it. And I hope that he does. And I'll be on camera a lot, so you guys are used to that. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
In high def.
Yeah, and John's got a new thing. I'm going to need like a makeup artist, and I'm going to have to get some Just for Men for my beard here to tighten it up. But I kind of like the wisdom strands in here, I think. John, you'll be on camera a little bit too. I'll show off my chops behind the camera a little bit, and it's going to be great. We're going to have a ton of coverage. But Bob Dog has a question. He wants to know, what are you looking forward to most on this trip? And I'm going to ask John. Start with John on that one. What are you looking forward to most in the episode?
I'm going to go with the Canadian answer. And the Canadian answer is I'm looking forward to seeing my homies from SigFed. No joke. Haven't seen you guys in ages. And
you saw me like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably see less of you at the show than I saw of you at the safari.
That's probably actually true.
Yeah, that's oddly enough, the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is
not have to put up with my bull crap.
Is knowing that Logan's just never around. That's the best part. I got to see him. I got to see him for breakfast.
You know, see me for breakfast and at night a little bit, yeah.
And like post game, and that's it. You know, for the most part. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's we mentioned this yesterday on sharing our pairings that we never see each other. Like, this is the one time a year where we're all in the same place. I mean, Matt won't be there, which, I mean, no. Matt's never been there, which is kind of a bummer because it would be fun to have Matt there. And
Seth's not going to be there.
Seth's not going to be there, which is also kind of a bummer. But Jared will be there, and, you know, like, so we've got a couple other guys on, and an undisclosed member, because I feel like I shouldn't name who the other member is. But people are going to figure it out anyway.
Maybe.
So, yeah, it's going to be – it should be fun. I'm looking forward to breakfast because we found a nice breakfast spot.
We did.
They got a decent biscuits and gravy, which I like to tear up before the day. And I feel okay because I'm on my feet all day, so I kind of work it off. Looking forward to actually being able to spend time with you guys outside of the show. I mean, go to dinner and do things, yep. And go to events and stuff, which will be nice. And, I mean, the cigars are going to be great. I have a feeling, like Logan, we talked about this, there's going to be – it would not surprise me if there were over 1,500 cigars announced at this show.
Oh, it's not that many.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean,
you got to figure the average release count I've been looking at from these press releases is like 4 to 5 per company.
Now, so one thing I will – from an undisclosed source, I did it in a conversation. I promised not to repeat it, who the company is or who I heard it from. There's at least one company that's going to have more than 100 new cigars.
100?
Yeah. Either new cigars or cigars that they're bringing back on the market.
And, 100 new.
100 new facings, I believe.
Okay. Not facings. That doesn't necessarily mean new cigars.
No, not facings. I'm using the term incorrectly. 100 blends.
100 brands.
Blends.
So, okay. So, a company is like Drew Estate. A blend is like Herrera Esteli. A facing is the Herrera Esteli.
I understand.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So is there, it facings there is, or brands?
There is one company, unnamed, that is going to have at least 100 new blends. 100
For sale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me off air because I want to know who these people are.
Yeah, I'm sworn to secrecy.
Well, I mean,
gotta be in the circle of trust, dog.
It's yeah.
Don't act like you know, John.
I do know because I was there.
Oh, well, then you'll tell me then. Whatever.
Sworn to secrecy. But no, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, when you start talking about companies like General, for example, I'll use General.
Well, they did like 40 last year.
Well, they're already bringing back. I'm not talking about facings. I'm not talking about.
I'm saying comparatively, they did 40 facings last year.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, facings is all the different Vitolas. Right. I'm not talking about that. They've already announced that they're bringing back the Sopranos cigar, which is a really good cigar, if memory serves. I enjoyed
it. I had no idea.
But it was like a limited edition thing they did earlier, and obviously they'll bring it back. It may have even been before 2006 that existed, so that makes sense. Maybe. And they've already announced that there's a couple other of the Cuban marcas that they own the American rights to that they're bringing back. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if they had like 250.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, it's just going to be so – but the caveat to that is there's going to be all these releases and there's not going to be samples for all this stuff because, like you said, a lot of it's not going to be ready.
Nope.
So it's
– I feel bad for retailers because it's one of those things. It's the FDA has put us in a kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. So do you rush things to the market, find a blend that you like, you don't have samples, you go and try to sell some of it. You don't sell as much as you could have if you had samples, or do you not do it and then maybe not ever be able to release it because you can't afford it? You know what I'm saying?
But check it this way. Like, all it has to be is on the market by the 8th, right?
It has to be on the market and sold.
So it could just be to one location. So theoretically,
it doesn't matter how many locations.
Theoretically, I could make one box of this cigar that or not even a box. I could make 5 of this cigar that I want to have and sell those 5 to that store. That store will buy those 5. And they put it on a shelf somewhere. That's all that has to happen, right?
Yes. I mean, here's the thing, is that you're right. I mean, technically, yeah. I mean, you've got to be able to show an invoice. Like, let's just use Crown Heads, for example. If Crown Heads wanted to do a blend, all they'd have to do is do a box or a couple of boxes or 5 or whatever, have an invoice from my father saying this is the blend, and then sell it to a retail shop to have that invoice. And then
that's it.
then you're done. But
I mean, theoretically, you don't even have to have artwork. You have to have a name for it, but that's
it. You have to have a name.
You don't have to have bands. You don't have to have a box. You don't have to have cello. You don't have to have anything.
Well, that kind of. Like, one intricacy to that is that if it's publicly – let me just say this. If it's publicly advertised, right, like if you say, oh, it's going to be – this is the name, and they announce it, right, and they say this is the name, and then here's what the box looks like, you can't change any of that after the fact.
Yeah, you're locked down.
So you don't have to have any of it.
You don't technically have to, but if someone
all that you have to show, all what you're telling me is all I have to show is an invoice that says that this cigar was available and it's being sold at this location.
But what I'm saying is what you're sort of what I'm saying is that if you do it under the table, kind of right, and then you don't advertise it, blow it out to half wheel or whatever, then yes, you can change that after the fact. I guess you could, but if you announce and say, oh, the box is going to look like this, and then you change it, do you know what I'm saying? You can't do that once. You lock it in. So it just depends on how you do it. Like, but you're right. I mean, it could be easy for someone to blow out all those blends, but they're going to be harder on companies like General that own their own factories and stuff like that, because they're going to say, well, you're a bigger guy and it's easier for you to bring a new blend to the market, like Drew Estate, than it is someone like Crown Heads who has to rely on my father because they don't have their own factory. You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally understand what you're saying, and it really feeds in more into my point. We're getting off track. Well, I guess we're getting off track.
No, we're not. This is legit.
It feeds more into my point because the Generals, the Altidus's, the Drew Estates aren't the companies that aren't going to do this. And I said Drew Estates there as plural. I hate it when people call the company Drew Estates. It's not. It's Drew Estate.
One estate.
There's no S, but I use the S there as plural because I said Generals, Altidus's, and Drew Estates. That's what. Clarification. It's the smaller companies that are going to do this kind of thing. I would imagine if I was a small company, I would take advantage of it. Absolutely. I would say, I would disclose the minimum amount of what I have to disclose. And this is easy for me to say because I have no money in this. Yep. But I would disclose the minimum amount, whatever I have to disclose to that it's on the market. And then here's five cigars. Who cares if they're the actual blend or not? Nobody's going to know. Because you're only giving them five or a box or whatever, and they're probably not going to sell them anyway.
And you know there's going to be some companies.
That's all I'm saying. Sorry, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, there's going to be companies absolutely guaranteed cooking the books on the predicate date. And I've already been hearing like podcast interviews and talks about, when was that cigar released? Well, it was released late 2015, and I'm thinking, no, it wasn't. or 2005, sorry. And it's like, yeah, no, it was released late 2005. And I'm thinking, okay, really? I see what's going on.
It's amazing. There was 17,000 cigars released in late 2005.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know?
Yeah.
You didn't know?
Well, I've been hearing, which is even funnier than that, is that the whole substantial equivalence, right? So, like, for example, something that'll be grandfathered in will be like the Padron, right? Let's say the Padron 64. So, I mean, everyone knows kind of what's in a Padron 64, right? I mean, you got San Andreas for natural wrapper, Nicaraguan, da-da-da-da-da. People kind of know, right? Well, but it's grown exclusively on Padron's farm and all that kind of stuff. Well, what a lot of people are doing, what I've heard, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, but the other way to get in without having to do the whole pre-market authorization and all that tough stuff is just show that you're substantially equivalent.
Mm-hmm. I've
heard a lot of people trying to recreate blends that match a grandfathered in blend so they can go and say, hey, my whatever, it's close to the Padron 1926.
But when you think about it, substantially equivalent. And
it's the hardest word in legal to define. Like, how do you define it?
Yeah, I don't know what the legal definition of that is, but in my mind, every cigar that is infused is substantially equivalent to every other cigar that's infused.
I would agree.
Every cigar that's not is substantially equivalent to every cigar that's not infused. Now, you could really say, well, if it's a Nicaraguan Puro, and I don't know if the FDA really is educated enough to answer this. Or
that's
even,
the problem. Is
or
they're
even
not.
Bring this up.
They're absolutely
they're not.
Well, maybe they will by the time that this comes around. Who knows? But could you say that a Nicaraguan Puro is substantially equivalent to a Dominican Puro? You and I, and like all of us, and the guys on SigFed, and everybody's listening to this show, would probably say no.
Mm-mm.
Those cigars are very different, different flavor profile. But when you talk about substantial equivalence, they are all made of tobacco. So there's that. They all have filler tobacco, right?
Right. They're all wild filler.
They all have binders.
Yep.
They're all handmade. They all have wrappers. So substantial equivalence is – it could be the thing.
That's the fight. That's the fight.
That could be the saving grace for all of this. Let me let's jump into some more audience questions. I mean, I like that we're having this conversation. That's kind of fun. We're in the next segment. Reminder, the audience, you're listening to Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. We are talking about – I'm excited today. I'm jacked up.
You are, man.
Can we get another copy there, Rob?
We're talking about another copy of what? We're talking about
– This next segment is brought to us by our good friends at Drew Estate.
This next segment is brought to us by who, John?
This next segment is brought to us by Cigar Oasis, the leaders and innovators in measuring and controlling humidity in the cigar industry. If you're not using Cigar Oasis, are your cigars protected? Set it and forget it today.
Boom. Hey, Logan, you have an Oasis, right?
I do, man. I love that thing.
You have it hooked up to your phone?
No, I do not.
Didn't do the Wi-Fi. I tried to set up the Wi-Fi, and I think I jacked it up.
If I got the old version of the Magna XL, it doesn't do the Wi-Fi. But, hey, you never know. At the trade show this year, I might invest me a little
upgrade.
Something. Upgrade, son.
Yeah, no, I love mine. I've got it in my Montague end table 1500 cigar little cabinet there. And the Magna's a little bit overkill for what I've got, but it's perfect.
For a tower, it works perfect.
Just like they say, set it and forget it. But anyway, we'll get to the next segment for Drew Estate. They're going to represent the next segment, Logan, when we get to that. We've got a few minutes. So let's see. This is a question from Jason Myers. Jason, you always ask good questions. Will there be any live streaming from IPCPR?
No.
Now, I'm going to say yes.
Yes, there will.
There will be live streaming from IPCPR.
What are you going to do, like Facebook Live or Periscope, or what are you doing?
I'm going to go Facebook Live, like, a lot. And I feel like we should do that from the SigFed account.
Why don't we?
I don't have the login to it.
I can get you logged into it.
Just give me the login.
I'm pretty sure I can figure it out.
Yeah, we can.
It's a pretty simple password.
I'm pretty sure I know it already.
Yeah, I think I'm
pretty sure you do.
So, yeah, there will definitely be some live streaming, hopefully from the SigFed Facebook account, and we'll get that squared away in the days leading up to IPCPR. I just think that's the way to go, man, because the videos and interviews and stuff that we do, those are going to trickle out over time. I think that the push that we've had in the past to get everything up as soon as possible doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, there's – you know, Half Wheel is going to post things right away, and Coop's going to post things right away. We're all posting the same information, more or less, right? But what we bring to the table that maybe Coop doesn't and that Half Wheel doesn't is it's us interacting with these guys that you want to hear from, and we're going to ask some of your questions. This is another thing that we need to talk about before the end of the show is I need SigFed member questions to ask. John posted something in the forums, and there hasn't been a lot of feedback. I need audience source questions that we can ask throughout the show, and that they can't be retailer specific or cigar specific, like to a specific cigar. I mean, I just need questions that you guys want to hear answers to, and I think we should do a giveaway, Logan. I haven't even asked you about this, so we'll just kind of put it together now. How do you feel about taking like maybe 5-10 of the cigars that we get from IPCPR, some of the samples, and sharing them with our audience? Pick a winner for posting some questions.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, so we'll put together some prize packs, some IPCPR prize packs. So go in there and post some questions so we can I want to be interviewing Jonathan Drew and say, hey, Bob Dog from Cigar Federation wants to know what color your underwear are or whatever question.
How'd you get that gold teeth, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, they could be silly questions. They could be simple questions. They could be in-depth questions. How do you feel about the fourth priming of a Lajero Esteli, whatever? Like, whatever you want to do. I mean, they can be anything you want. But we want to ask some questions that are from you guys. So we're giving you an opportunity to kind of essentially be there on the show floor and ask the questions that you want to ask. So take advantage of that. Let's see. This one's from Swede. Logan, this probably does. Logan, you don't really apply to a lot of these questions because you're a retailer at IPCPR.
Kind of, man. I mean, listen, John and Rob are going to be going out and talking to people, but when you want to actually smoke these and all the goodness.
Yeah. Logan's going out there getting stuff in the store so you guys can take advantage of your your SIGFED member discounts and things of that nature, and place your orders there. John and I are out getting the dirt. So
yeah, I was out getting the dirt.
This is more for John, I guess, and myself. And Swede wants to know, does the IPCPR still give you guys a hard time on the show floor?
Yes.
Now, does the entity that is the IPCPR give us a hard time, or do like manufacturers a hard time? I haven't ever really been given a hard time.
I want to answer this question when you're done.
You can, and I'm kind of a rule follower. I believe in rules, and it pisses me off when people don't follow the rules. That bothers me. And it gets back to I have like a trigger with entitlement that bothers me. So it's a whole other story. But I mean, if I'm going to interview somebody, I am polite. I wait for them to have free time. I understand that they're there to sell cigars, but we're also there to do a job too, and our job benefits them. So we provide a service that is beneficial to everybody. So it's not like we're there for charity. But I know what our role is as far as media covering this event. And this is one of the more sensitive events as far as media is concerned that I think exists. There is no reason to not want media there.
Right. Well.
Because, people have been kind of grabby in the past. But I would venture to say that if anybody is being grabby, it's more the guys who are riding on the coattails of their local shop, because the local shop invites some of their regular people or whatever.
And we got it on camera.
Yeah, that was
we got many instances on camera.
Yeah, in the general booth, right? That was CAO, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was brutal. We didn't really share that video with anybody. But,
we did not.
It was pretty funny. We'll get into that in the after dark. But I have never really been given a hard time. I'm respectful of other people. I'm respectful of their time. I'm respectful of what they're doing. And in return, I expect the respect in return. And I've always received it. John, do you have any other comments?
I'll be quick. The manufacturers have been nothing but welcoming and almost too accommodating. And at times we've extracted ourselves because we've said, look, no, there's a customer waiting. We'll wait. you talk to them. We'll wait. No problem. And, we obviously carry a camera on with us, so we capture a lot of stuff. And, not to throw owners under the bus, but we've sure seen a lot more bad behavior from people who are attending the show, as Rob was saying, on the coattails of a store owner than we have ever seen from media. And I think, we've never really had any negative feedback at all from the guys running the booths ever.
It all goes back to entitlement, man. Everybody feels like they're entitled to something that maybe they're not. Go ahead, Logan.
I wouldn't say IPCPR has given us a hard time. I mean, IPCPR, the first trade show I went to was 2012. And this is before you guys went. And it was the wild freaking west, man. Like, there was a lot of bad Apple bloggers. I'll be the first to admit that. But over the course of the years, the amount of actual media presence, I mean, other than like Half Wheel, Stogie Guys, Cigar Press, but they buy a booth, us, maybe a handful of others. That's it. There's really
Coop and
Coop. Coop. But that's about it. There's not a whole lot, is what I'm saying. Yeah. And the problem is that whoever is taking cigars and doing that, retailers blame bloggers. Bloggers blame retailers. Like, everyone kind of blames each other. And at the end of the day, whoever's at fault for taking cigars and doing all that, usually the lowest common denominator is the one that gets blamed, and it's usually bloggers. Because they're there not spending money. They're there to promote the brand. And you got to realize, cigar industry is still all handmade. There's no mechanization. Like, it's old, right? So a lot of them don't understand the value of media. But I have to say, there's a lot of really good IPCPR, people that work there, like Don and others, that are really good to us. But I think at the end of the day, everyone just kind of blames each other. I've never really had any problems, but I've seen problems from bloggers. I've seen problems from retailers. I mean, I've seen a retailer, Rob, you'll remember this, at Room 101, where we're like, okay, dude, like, well, let's do the interview. And he had us waiting. We do the interview, and the retailer's like, what, you're not going to sell me freaking cigars? And he's like, they're just hold up, man. Like, these guys have been waiting patiently for like an hour to do this interview. And he's like, oh, yeah, freaking bloggers. Blah, blah, blah. And Booth just threw a cigar, and I've been told to shut the F up and sit out. And like, and I was so mortified of this whole situation because I'm like, I don't even want to be involved with this. And
yeah,
dude, it's a pandemonium. And this year it's going to be worse, I think.
Logan, you're paraphrasing your story a little bit, but that's the crux of what happened. And the guy who was, I don't know who was a retailer. He was, I can say jackass, right? Yeah, we can say jackass. He was a little bit of
he's that. He was being a total.
Yeah, I don't know if we can say that, but
well, I just
mark that down, John. One thing I will say, I've been around a lot of other media that's there, and for the most part, everybody that I run into, nice guy.
One bad everybody. Apple that screwed it up for a lot of people.
Well, yeah, and whatever.
I won't name names, but there was one.
What I will say is, I've never seen a media member reach in and take two handfuls of samples and walk away pissed off. I've seen a retailer do that multiple times.
Right.
So that's one thing I will say. Granted, anyway. This last segment, you guys listening to Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. We're talking IPCPR. We're going to get into a few more questions. Excuse me, Logan, this last segment is brought to us by who?
This next segment is brought to our good friends at Drew Estate. If you haven't downloaded the Drew Estate Diplomat app, you're a freaking loser. Download it now. Back to you, Rob.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, basically, if you haven't downloaded it, I don't know what I can't
help you. You're kind of a turd burger.
Yeah, I can't help you.
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
Oh, I just clicked on one. Hang on. Can you hold it?
Yeah,
and then sure. Do it after this one. This one's from Gabby. And Gabby, I know that you're posting your questions on your phone. We got to figure out a better way to so your questions don't get lost. Because John has to go in and re-ask all these questions for you. But we do appreciate the questions. Hopefully we can figure out a way to get yours in the first time you post them. this question says, hey, John, is there an interview who you are most looking forward to in IPCPR? And then he goes on to ask Logan and myself. I know Logan's answer. Logan, the one interview you're going to do this year is?
Eric Espinoza.
There it is. That's the one you're looking for. John, how about you?
I'm kind of hoping that we can get Jose Padron on because we were the big coup last year was George Padron, and I feel confident that we can get George again. But I'd be stoked if we could get George and Jose. I think that would be a coup. I don't think Jose's even been on an interview. And
does he even speak English?
He does not.
That's a toughie.
He does not, but I feel like, you know, I've got an opportunity, and you know, because I'm wearing two hats at this event, and I've got an opportunity to speak with him before we have an opportunity to interview, and I feel like being the conscious Canadian that I am, I can make it happen.
Leverage. I would like to get another chance to interview AJ Fernandez, because
and not ask a stupid retarded question like Catfish did.
I asked actually I made some very nice comments and asked some good questions, but they weren't relayed because AJ doesn't speak English either, and I don't speak Spanish, unfortunately, which I probably should learn how to ask questions in Spanish. Ooh, maybe I'll do that. I can like, it's just a couple of sentences,
you get
right?
Google Translate, right?
Yeah. Maybe we could do that. I would like to interview AJ again. I was working through an interpreter was, something I was not prepared for. Looking forward to speaking with Claudio from Mombacho. He's one of my favorite guys. They make some of my favorite cigars. Absolutely love everything that they're doing. So really looking forward to him. And Logan, he promised me that we would have some Florida Caña 25 hanging around. So we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
But yeah, there's just a lot of people. John Huber, always one of my favorites. To hang out with.
It's kind of like a family reunion.
Yeah, that's one of the things, right? I mean, we talked to these guys, and I looked up on the show page of on Cigar Federation. You have that we started Cigar Chat in 2012, and that sounds about right.
It was either 2011 or 2012.
That's five. We've been doing this for damn near 5 years. So we've interviewed these guys multiple times, and so there's a lot of people that. And this is the only time, for the most part, that I get to see these guys in person, you know?
It's true.
So, and you mentioned Eric Espinosa. I'm really looking forward to seeing everything coming out of La Zona, from the protocol stuff, from Moya Ruiz, from just Espinosa and all of that, and DeCrossier as well. And there's one I'm leaving out.
Arendoza,
thank you.
And DeCrossier doesn't really come out of
Espinosa. Yeah, they're distributed through, but he makes some great stuff too. There's just a lot of people that we've gotten to know a little bit. Jose Blanco, I like showing up, and he talks about how John's running around somewhere drunk and Logan's running around eating. I love this guy.
Fat.
Yeah, and I have to redeem myself from my interview with Emma last year.
Dude, that was brutal, dude. You're like,
I spent like 20 minutes editing that because
it was brutal. I couldn't. I was so focused on her last name, and it's Scandinavian, like mine. Mine's much more difficult than hers. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't do it. And then when I got it, I completely forgot what her first name was.
Second highest viewed interview from the IBCPR.
And the highest was?
Ariel.
Yeah.
Espinosa?
No.
Espinosa was like top five.
Our viewers like the ladies.
Well, of course.
And incidentally, just while we're talking about it, Logan, my good friend Hamlet, who you're like, who is that? He was number three. For the IPCPR.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got John, how much time do we have left? Who's keeping track?
7 minutes.
We have 7 minutes. Track. Okay. Yeah. We'll get into some fun questions here. Swede wants to know, do you guys stay in one room when you are there? Hell no. No.
No way.
We do share rooms. It's gonna be we're gonna have six guys, so we'll have three rooms. We'll have three rooms, and there's absolutely no way that we're all staying together.
No,
and
Rob could stand more than 5 seconds to be in a room with me. He'd lose it.
John, I wish you had video of the morning before day one last year.
Yeah, I'm going to be recording like 24/7. No, it was time.
Logan and I mean, we talked about this. I mean, we got into.
I really still don't even remember what I did. I swear to you, I don't remember, but I remember that I poked your buttons.
It was a very uncomfortable elevator ride. Here's the thing:
when I get really pissed, I get quiet.
Oh, you shut down.
I just, because it's like there's nowhere for me to go without this escalating to a point that I don't want it to escalate to. And that was the direction that we were trending. So I just stopped talking. And, of course, Logan kept talking, which didn't
help. Something a little bit about my personality. When I see people starting, when I'm trying to poke people.
Oh, you find the button. You poke the
button. I find the button, and I don't just push it. I keep hitting it over and over repeatedly, and I don't stop.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Yeah, no, it was.
I just remember you about punching me.
It was, yeah, we got pretty close. And
I don't remember what I did, though.
I remember exactly what it was.
I want you to tell me after the show.
I will, and I was right. I was 100% right. That's
I doubt that. But.
No, it's absolutely true. You even said that I was right after we were done, because I was.
Okay.
Sure. Moving forward, though, because this doesn't make for good radio. Okay.
I want to ask you a question.
Oh, go, yeah.
So I have a question for you two turds. What are you least looking forward to at the show? Me, anything. And it can't be hanging out with Logan, like, legitimately. Because I'll tell you what mine is once you guys want me to go first.
I'll go. Okay. I'm not really excited about the weather. It's going to be like an average of 108 while we're there.
Yep.
And don't tell me it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, Rob.
Don't tell me about it. What am I least looking forward to? You know what I hate doing at the show? I hate putting out cigars.
I agree with that.
I hate when you go into a booth and everybody wants you to smoke their new sample. And for the most part, the samples that we get on the floor, especially if it's something new, we're taking it home so we can review it, right?
Right. So
we take pretty good care of the reviews or the cigars. Somebody's carrying them, and that's how it works.
Have fun, buddy.
I hate it when I go into a booth and they're like, "Oh, put that out. Smoke my new thing." I don't like that.
I hate that too.
I hate having to put out cigars. I'll take some photos of some of the ashtrays. There's cigars that are 90% still good.
Oh, they're barely even lit. Yeah.
And I mean, you're not going to pick them up and smoke them because ew, but.
Ew, yeah, no.
I hate that's probably the thing I hate the most.
John?
About the show.
For me, it's easy. We're flying all the way to Vegas. We've got all the manufacturers in one place, and the showroom isn't open some days till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that sucks.
And we only get 7 hours on the floor. Listen, everyone's there for a purpose, and I know it's a long day, But there's a lot of work to be done. And this time, this year, more than any other year, start at 9. Start at 9:30. Go till 5:30. Give us some extra time, because honestly, from the moment we hit that floor, we're literally jogging to the first booth to get as much interviews done as possible, and yet it's still 3.5 days, and it's not even a full 3.5 days.
And it's not crazy. And it's not enough. No, I would agree. One thing I would say, though, if it started at 9 and it ended at, like, say they went 9 to 6, dude, could you imagine? Dogs barking.
We'd be barking, dude.
Barking.
And, yeah.
And so, all that to get, like, an extra 30 interviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it to me. But I hear you. John, I hear you. One thing I'm looking forward to is we've got two groups, and we're gonna hit just as much as we can. I mean, there's not gonna be too many that we miss. Sorry, Logan. Right. Go ahead.
I mean,
we're just about up against it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, my thing that I hate about the show, and it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. It's like, I'm very much a, like, okay, I'm talking to this person. Okay, cool. I need to go take care of this order or go talk to this person. And you're walking through the show, and like, there's times when I can't even walk across the show floor down 3 or 4 rows without getting stopped like 6 times, because everyone's like, come into our booth, come do this, do that. And it drives me nuts. Not because I don't want people to do it, but it's like, I got to go over here. And there's like so many people around that like want to talk to you or want to do something. It's like sometimes hard to get stuff done.
Logan, you're so popular.
I'm not saying that happens to all of us.
I know, I'm teasing. It's like, well, I don't know how to say that without sounding like an ass.
No, but I mean, it's retailers too. It's everyone. It's like, because you have everyone you know.
Yeah. It's folks you know. I mean, you walk by, like I said, we've been doing the show for almost 5 years. So walking by a booth and you make eye contact with somebody that you know, and it's like, hey, I got a thing, I'll come back and chat with you or whatever. It's tough because there's a lot. We've got a finite amount of time.
Yeah.
And we've got to hit everything. And it's not that I don't want to talk to the guy that I just made eye contact with, but I've got an appointment. I mean, I feel like this year, you know, and it's not even I feel like, we've set more appointments this year as far as like meetings for interviews than we have in the past. And
yeah,
it's odd to me. I felt like it would be the other way around. Like, people wouldn't want to set meetings because there's so much going on, but it's the opposite. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to knocking all night, not working all night, and being able to go to some of the evening events. We're booked up for a bunch of different cool stuff, and I'm excited about that. We're 10 seconds. We're done.
We're done in 2 seconds.
This is it. Okay. Thanks for tuning in, everybody in the Armed Forces Radio Network. You guys are built to do something that we are not built to do, so thank you so much for doing what you put in your life on the line to fight for our freedoms around the world. We have nothing but respect for what you guys do. Hopefully you were able to relax for a few minutes and enjoy the show. Next week we won't have a show because we will be in IPCPR, but tune in to CigarFederation.com for daily updates and Cigar Federation's Facebook page for live streaming. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Adios.
And we're fucking back in the After Dark segment.
And Rob, what?
I was going to say, Rob made me feel like a prick for my question.
Yes.
Because I wasn't trying to be a fucking like elitist, like everyone loves me.
But it's fucking true.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, last year,
from point A to point B.
And then there's some people you don't want to talk to, and they are at critical bottlenecks where you have to do a detour around their fucking ass just not to get stopped.
That's absolutely true. But there's nobody that I don't want to talk to, but there's people that Logan doesn't want to talk to, so sometimes it impacts that.
And there's people that don't want to talk to me, so they're probably running the opposite direction too.
No, there's definitely people who don't want to talk to me. I've seen that look where it's like, oh, shit. And then they turn around and they go do something else. No, it has nothing to do with who you are. It's just that you're walking by. And especially with the vape people, holy fuck me, they will send like gorgeous strippers out there to be like, hey, come check out some vape. And it's like, they really do this.
Yeah,
true.
If you're listening on podcast, you have to tune into the video to see what I just
did. It was Rob rubbing his man titties.
It was, hey, baby. It was actually kind of exciting.
It actually got me kind of hard there, Rob.
Whoa, like, dude. Whoa, easy.
Yeah, dude.
Easy. But no, it's I'm curious to see the layout. I haven't looked at a map yet. And I'm hoping that, like, the vape and that other nonsense is in
a corner,
in some area that's away from where I need to be. Because, I mean, they really, if you're, well, I'm not going to speak. But you know what? Fuck it. If you have to hire hot chicks to lure me into your booth, then just go away.
Yeah.
Just go away. That's, I mean, you know, maybe, yeah, whatever, fuck it. Maybe your product speaks to somebody that's different than me. Not to say I don't like hot chicks. I do. I actually like the kind of the dirtier the better sometimes, you know?
And that's one thing I do love about IFCPR is because Rob talks about all these dirty stories with these like chicks down in Tijuana and shit. And it's just fucking wild, bro. It's just fucked up, man.
You don't want to
show it shit.
No. Rob had fun in college.
Donkey show.
I
don't know about a donkey show. That frightens
me. No, I tried to make it funny, like make it sound like you were a perv, but then you said you had fun in college, and I wasn't going to disclose that. But yes, Rob had a lot of fun in college.
It's all right.
I have to hear about it every night. It's like,
no, it's not. Well,
my second Asian. Like, it's just unbelievable.
Get a couple of those Glenlivet Naduras in me, and I'll tell you some stories. Doggy. I was much better looking back in the day. I weighed less. I didn't have any money, but that didn't really matter because it was college. Nobody had money.
Yeah, nobody had money unless you were like rich parents or something. Yeah,
so let me see if I can go through some of these questions. Bob Dog wants to know, will Logan imbibe any alcohol during his stay in Vegas?
No.
Absolutely not. And we're going to –
not happening.
That's it. I mean, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. Bob Dog also wants to know, who throws the best IPCPR party?
I think Rob knows that.
That's
Mambacho!
Oh, yeah, that was the best. I wouldn't call that a party.
That wasn't a party. And that was a one-year thing. Like, the best party that occurs every year?
The best party?
It's happening again this year.
The Mambacho event is?
Yeah, they're doing another event.
I didn't get the invite. The best, Den Mother did?
Yep.
John's our Den Mother. The best event, like the coolest event that I've been to two really cool events outside of Mambacho, because we've talked about that a lot.
You're going to say the one that I'm going to say, too.
It was a very unique event. Yeah. The first year, the Alec Bradley event.
I was going to say that, too.
It was very, very cool. What hotel was it that at?
Palms.
It was at the Palms at the outdoor pool, and they had DJs.
It was sweet.
And it was cool. And the little
has light up candy the night,
bars.
Wasn't it?
Candy bars.
The sampler pack that looked like Willy Wonka.
It was awesome.
That they gave out was really cool. And then the Miami Cigar event a couple of years ago.
That was last year.
Was that last year?
Behind the Bellagio fountain. That was cool, too.
No, that was 2 years ago, because last year we were in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
It was 2 years ago. And that was a cool spot. I didn't really enjoy the event that much, because that's not really my deal.
No.
But, like, I'm not really a club guy. But it had a nice feel to it. But the best event that I've ever been to was the Mambacho event, hands down. And we've talked about that a lot. It was Mambacho. I still have the Mambacho with the Hennessy secondary band on it. It's the same cigar, but it was pretty cool. They had the Hennessy guys making cocktails. We tried the 100-year-old Hennessy or whatever the hell it was that they poured for everybody that was supposed to be there.
And luckily,
15 guys didn't show up, so I just kept snapping up the glasses that everybody was drinking.
Woo,
doggy, that was good. And then that was right when we left, that was when John said, this is how Rob and John got stabbed. I'll never forget that. We walked down this alley,
man. That's some CSI-level shit, man. Like, no joke. It's like, this is how the start of half the CSI shows have started. Like, two guys in an alley, stabbed to death, or run over by an Escalade.
Yeah, no, it was... No, we got a text from Johnny Brook, and we're going to meet up with Johnny Brook at a bar that he liked that had a ton of beer, which was awesome.
Awesome bar, by the way.
But Johnny Brook's a great guy, dude. I like Johnny a lot.
He's a good dude.
And we're walking down. We start going, you know, Google Maps. It's like, oh, take a left here. So we took a left. And we're walking down this alleyway, like no streetlights, total industrial neighborhood. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And we're both, John and I are both quiet for a second.
It's because you guys were too stubborn to use fucking Uber.
Well, it was, no, it wasn't even, it wasn't
it was only half, like 3 blocks
it was,
or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a half a mile from where we were.
Well, who gives a fuck, because there's a lot of bad shit that happens in New Orleans. I took it from the hotel to the fucking convention center.
No, you're right.
Seriously, we almost, like, there was some shady fucking shit going on down there.
Well, we were lucky, because we walked down, and there was actually, like, there was a brewery that had, like, this event going on, and there was a a bourbon place that was, or a whiskey place that was over there that had like string lights and everything. We wanted to come back to, we never did. So yeah, I mean, for me, it was the Mombacho event. Logan, you have anything else as far as who throws the best parties?
I mean, not really. I mean, I honestly think the party scene has actually went down since we've started.
Well, like, one thing I will comment on, though, is we don't really get a chance to do that. In the past, like at least the last few years, I mean, we've been busy.
At
a hotel, and we're busting out video and editing photos and writing up content. So it's been, we haven't been that hip to the party scene. I mean, this year is going to be different. So Bob Dog, maybe ask us this question a week after IPCPR, because we're going to events that in the past we were never really afforded the opportunity to go to. We're going Davidoff events and things like that, which is going to be, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to this, to see that side of the industry that we've kind of kept ourselves out of in a way. So this is probably a better question to ask us maybe next week.
Yep.
Or two weeks from now. Let's see. Okay, this one's from Jeff LaPlante. Let's see what Jeff LaPlante has to say. It seems like everyone has multiple offerings this year. Will you try to touch base with them all at the show to talk through their releases, or will you have to prioritize your time more this year because of the volume of product? It's a good question, Jeff. I mean, we've touched on this a little bit. And Logan, you can speak to it from a retailer perspective. So this is kind of interesting. We can get two different sides of this. And John, you can chime in too. I mean, for me, we always have to prioritize our time, right? We have a finite amount of time. So we can only do so, like, we talk about these interviews. The interviews that we do are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. They're pretty short, unless we're talking to Steve Sokka and it's 20, which is great because it's one of the best interviews we had. But that 8-minute interview takes a half hour because there's the 10 minutes of when we get there saying, hi, how the kids, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And here's the new cigar. You got to smoke it. Well, I'm smoking something else. What are you smoking anyway? Okay, whatever. And, you know, here's, you know, check this out. Here's the whatever. And check out the booth. And now let's do the interview. It takes a while. So, yeah, we have to be pretty we have to prioritize our time based on, you know, who we want to talk to everybody. But there's – I mean, as much as you hate to admit it, there's a hierarchy of who we're going to talk to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have meetings and commitments that we have to keep up with as well. So I don't think – on this too, if the level or the number, the sheer volume of – cigars that are hitting the market really impacts
not really
how we prioritize things, but it may impact the timing because the interviews may be longer.
Yeah. I would say that. I mean, from a retailer perspective,
I was talking to John, but it's okay.
Oh no. Go ahead.
Yeah. John, I mean, some of it's interesting because some of the interviews we got last year were completely unplanned. And as you know, Logan was mentioning earlier, we were walking to go to the cocktail event and we got stopped at two booths that we had no prior knowledge of and actually got two pretty good interviews out of it. So is the quantity going to go up? Yeah, but there absolutely is a core group that we need to hit. We're going to hit. But I mean, the amount of videos we're going to put out this year are going to blow your fucking mind.
How many did we do last year? Like 80?
I think the amount we released was like 74. So conservatively, if we hit any less than 160 this year, I'd be shocked.
I don't think there's 160 people worth even fucking interviewing.
I was going to say 120. Yeah.
I mean, I think if you break 100 and have good content edited correctly, I think that's good because you got to think, like, were there people that you didn't hit last year? Yeah, but is it going to be people that we know and stuff like that? Yeah, I mean, but, like, you guys
sometimes, though, there's companies out there that we don't know about.
No, it's true.
That, you know, I mean, think about, like, well, I want to use Warped as an example, but it doesn't really work.
No, but when you did the interview, nobody knew who the fuck Warped was.
That was one of the companies that was like, it's funny. True. It was the top on my list, and you guys were, who the fuck is Warped? So I guess it does work. They had a small booth, and it was one of the first places I wanted to go to. Not because I'd smoked their cigars, but they were heavily active in social media. I was really intrigued by what they were doing, and I couldn't stop talking about Warped that whole day. I remember we told Jonathan Drew about it, and he actually, like, messaged me back. He was like, hey, thanks for turning me on to these guys. They're doing some really cool shit. So I'm not suggesting that we swing Big Daddy meat and point people in directions. I'm just saying there's small booths that you don't really know about. Sometimes there's small booths that you don't know about maybe for a reason. No offense.
Yeah, it's true.
With all due respect, I guess. But Logan, from a retailer standpoint, are you looking at this year any different than others?
I mean, not really. I mean, like, just to give you a little bit behind the curtain, their price list and everything I'm going to order. So everything. Everything and every single one told. So yeah, I mean, I'll just hold you to that. Go ahead and take your credit card right now, thank you, sir. I don't think the retailer standpoint is because, like, with the media thing, like, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but like, if I get stopped at a no-name booth, yeah, I mean, I might take a sample up and talk to him. But if it's not something that I think Six Fed members are going to like and want to smoke, then I'm not going to just buy it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's not how it works. And like, I pre-plan, and I don't think a lot of retailers do this. Like, I've literally spent, Rob, when you emailed me and asked me that question the other day, and I'm like, bro, I can't talk to you until IPCPR, because I've literally been getting price lists, filling out, okay, what do we have inventory of, what are we going to buy, all this shit, so that way, and I actually have more free time than you guys, where I can go in and chill with people for a second, and instead of having to figure out what I want to do, I've got it ready to go, and I'm saying, here, go do your math, figure out how much this is, and let's sit down and smoke for a second, and hang out, and then I'll go. So it's still a lot of work, but a lot of mine is pre-work, I think. More pre-work.
Yeah, so you've got a lot of prep. Like, I'm not prepping at all.
You don't have to for the interviews. They're better if you don't.
In the past, I have. Yeah, I mean, like, I want to know when I'm walking into a booth, I want to know what their releases are, because there's a finite number of that shit, right? And there's a finite number of it this year. It's just a finite number. It's gigantic.
We spent comparatively 5 weeks last year prepping for...
I mean, there was prep. It was like, well, we want to hit this guy, this guy, this guy. And I mean, yeah, sure, we could get a map out and dissect, you know, where everything is. And really, we should, just to maximize our time and maybe squeeze an extra 10 or 15 interviews out if we did that. Well, fuck all that, man. I don't have time for that shit. I have a real job. You have a real job. John has a real job. We're like, we make money doing other things. There's some sites out there that's their thing. Doing their site, that's their sole source of income, and God bless them. For us, it's not the same thing. I mean, we do this. Granted, we do all right, but a lot of it is we do it just because we love cigars and we love to be involved in what's happening. So it's, I don't have the 20 hours leading up to IPCPR to prep.
No.
Because I've actually got a deadline that I'm going to be working until midday Saturday just to make sure I can meet it. So I'm not even going to spend any time with my wife the day before I'm gone for 5 days.
That's a mistake, bro. You got to have those huggy, kissy, smiley face before you leave.
Huggy, you're in trouble. Say, hey, when it comes to marital happiness, who do you come to for advice?
John, even though I don't know why, but he seems pretty happy.
You come to me, and I give you good advice.
No, you do.
I've got my shit on lockdown. My wife understands what's going on. She gets it.
And watch the show? No. Hear you say that?
She's never going to watch the show. Actually, you know what? This will probably be the one show she watches. So you were crazy in college, and you think that I don't matter?
Did Asians? Like,
whoa, easy. Might... Easy, Chief. Easy. College Rob dated a lot of women from the Asian descent.
Right? Hey man, there's nothing wrong with it.
Nobody else is watching this. It's just us.
I know it is. Except Dana, I texted her.
she knows all about that.
I'm just messing around.
That was a lifetime ago, man.
Dude, you're fine.
That was a lifetime and 35 pounds ago.
Hey man,
and I didn't have the sweet beard back then. I'm feeling pretty good about my beard right now.
I gotta say, Rob, like, and I don't mean this rudely at all, so don't take it that way. But you, with that beard compared to last year, it makes you look a lot older. And I'm really actually interested to see you in person to see, is it as white as it looks on camera?
I got some gray up in the business up here. It was hard to tell when I had long hair, which I cut off a few months back.
Right.
You
didn't really have that gray last year, though.
No, it's all because of you.
That's probably true, and yeah, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, true.
But I'm just saying, your beard ages you.
No, I'm not worried about it. I kind of like it. My wife likes it. I like it.
Man, whatever.
It's all good.
Yeah, Logan, you've aged me at least 5 years, bro.
Yeah. Dude, it's all those emails you're sending me that make me pop off at 7:30 in the morning going, hey, man, I'm out of this pod. You got a second to go through your fucking camera audio? I go, John, God damn it.
You got to lock this shit down, man.
It's 7:30.
I'm going like, to no. change this from a bitch session back into answering some questions. Because Gabby did post a ton of questions, so here's another one. This one's for you, Logan. He says, Logan, I'm sure you're uber excited about the 3,000 coming releases.
So excited.
And there was like a funny, like, winking tongue out face. This is,
okay.
Yeah, like to me, that's just like the drunk emoji. What would you make the headline for this IPCPR?
Ooh, hold on. That's a good question. What would I make the headline?
Can you guys talk about this while I go pee?
No, Gary Griffith, we cannot.
No, you should. That. Yeah, you what? Guys talk about it. I'll be back.
No, you can't leave.
I'm actually kind of curious what the answer is, because I want to know what the big dog's looking forward to.
I mean, what would I call the title? I mean, I think this year's IPCPR is, you know, well, I'm trying to think of something clever and witty. I would call it almost Saved by the Bell, because with the FDA regulations, everyone is doing everything that they possibly can to get cigars to the market to before the bell kind of rings. Or I'd call it kind of the hammer drop, right? Like, everyone's trying to do everything they can before the hammer drops down, because I've never seen it like this. Like, it's insane. Like, it's so many cigars. I will venture a guess, say, you know, half the cigar. I mean, Moy Ruiz, for the love of fucking God, just announced another one that they emailed me a press release on like 10 seconds ago. Yeah. Like, it's so many cigars. That, and I even hate to say this as a cigar smoker, because it kind of makes me feel like an asshole, but I'm going to say it, is that either one, these cigars are going to be rushed and are going to be shit, or they're going to be delayed, and by delayed means they're not even really ready, and you're actually going to see a vast majority of these releases that you would see normally in, say, August or September happening more in November/early next year.
I mean, of these initial orders, as a rough percentage, how many of these do you think you're actually going to be able to place a second order for?
Oh, God, like I don't know.
20%, 30%?
Well, and that's a great question, because, I mean, the way the SigFed orders, we order kind of Delaware Cigar orders on a yearly basis. So when we go in and order, like, I don't order, like, enough for half of the year. Because the best deals are obviously at the trade show. So yeah. I'll go in and say, hey, you know, this is what we need approximately for the year. But it's a good question, because, I mean, there'll be a lot of brands like Tatuaje and Surrogates. They're still going to be around next IPCPR. But I will tell you, and I'm kind of like pulling back the curtain here, there's a lot of companies that, you know, they do specials, right? Like, they'll give you a little discount if you buy so much or anything. It's like anything in life. It has been kind of aggressive in terms of the deals that I've been seeing, like way more aggressive than usual. And I've been kind of looking at it being like, huh. And it's not necessarily the big guys, and I won't say any names of brands or anything, but some of these I'm kind of like, I mean, I know how much a cigar costs. I know how much the taxes are. I'm like, you're breaking even, maybe, if you're lucky on this deal, if not losing a little money. You're right. Like, I think a lot of people, a lot of brands, and this is my personal opinion, are using this IPCPR as a way to kind of clear out their inventory.
Yeah.
And then just say, peace, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that.
Rob and I were kind of talking earlier this week. I mean, the amount of online retailers that are absolutely clearing stuff, if they're making 10% on some of this stuff, I'd be shocked. And the amount of, like, if you're a cigar smoker and you want to do deals right now, before the show is a great time, because there are stores absolutely clearing out every single thing in inventory to make room for cigars for the IPCPR.
It's true.
At just above cost, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in kind of in the vein of that question, there's a question from Jeff Madre, and it's a follow-up from a different angle. With some saying this could be the last IPCPR show, and it really very well could be.
No, it won't be the last one.
It could be.
last meaningful one anyways.
Is this affecting the way that you view the show? Will it affect the questions that you he says answers, but I'll edit. Will it affect the questions that you ask the interviewees? As far as I'm concerned, I am viewing this as probably my last IPCPR.
No. Next year.
But what is there going to be to show off next year?
I'm gonna tell you, Rob.
All the stuff that was quote unquote on, like we were talking about before.
Yes.
That was quote unquote on the market, but nobody smoked.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, you may be right. So we could squeeze two more IPCPRs out.
Yeah, it'd be this one and then the next one. The real test will be the one right before August 8th of 2018. That's going to be the very interesting one because at that point, you'll see. I mean, I'm just guessing if shit goes sideways. I mean, unless you've got a grandfathered product, I mean, you're going to see the show in terms of brands represented in companies by half at a minimum.
I got a question, though. So if you've got, let's say you've got a product that came out pre 2006 or whatever the hell the year is.
February 15th of 2007, yes.
Do you have to bring that back to market before August 8th?
That's the interesting thing because from what Glenn Loop was saying and that what I've been reading is that for it to be considered grandfathered in from 2007 is it needs to be had been marketed and sold before that date, on or before that date, and then continually produced or constant production.
Constant production.
Does it have to say constantly marketed and constantly sold?
That's the thing. I don't know. And that's the loophole that's why a lot of these people are bringing these brands back. Like,
if not, I mean, it's usually, yeah, we've been producing them.
Well, it's kind of like
we produce one cigar a day.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know? Yeah. I mean, there's good. That's the thing.
God, you're dealing with like fucking gray area.
Third world country here. Like, literally, like, there's no records. I've talked to a couple of companies that have factories down there and legitimately have cigars from that are pre-embargoed, right? That are like, okay, they're grandfathered in. And they're like, Logan, I'm going to tell you right now, like, I'm struggling to find the fucking records of this shit. Like, they're like, I can't find invoices. Like, I can't find any of this shit. Because you got to think, dude, like, that's back. I mean, yes, computers were popular, but not to the extent that they are now. True. No one had digitized records of shit. Nobody keeps files around that long.
I've heard that there are people that are going back to cigar catalogs and scanning the catalog because they don't have any other source of information.
Yeah, because you have to provide proof. And unless you find a cigar aficionado or you have something, then most people aren't going to have paper records. Like, that's just it. And it's going to be tough. There's so much gray area. What I'm really interested in seeing, and I know we're getting on the FDA topic, is there's going to be Jackamos that are going to say that something was, you know, pre-whatever, right? Or try to skirt it. I'm really curious to see, one, what's going to happen to them from the FDA if they do that, but really what other brand owners that get screwed over and can't produce their product are going to do. If they're going to start ratting people out or going against them, like, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen there because I think that's going to be fascinating.
What's going to happen, I can tell you this already, is going to be the deals that you're seeing this year are going to be even more aggressive next year.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And then they're just going to be absolutely cray-cray the year after.
No, I mean,
these are the last 1,000 cigars I've got. Please fucking buy them. And you're going to see a lot of that, which is unfortunate. I think it's almost like a down stock market towards the end where there's going to be opportunities to buy. For you to buy, there's going to be opportunities.
Absolutely.
There's going to be opportunity for me to buy.
The trade show has never, I mean, I'm sure it has been at one point, but since I've been involved, the trade show has never really been a retailer's market. It's always been a manufacturer's market. It's flipped, and you're exactly right. The deal swung, which is awesome for me because you know how much I love to haggle and negotiate with people.
No, I do. I would actually like to walk around with you for a little while just to observe.
You can.
If I'm doing that, then who's doing the interviews?
John. And then Lackey number one is following him around, and then Lackey number two is following Jared around.
I can definitely do Nesta Miranda because all I need to do is hand him the mic and he'll just
copy that.
Caldwell, he'll do the same thing.
Absolutely true. Yeah, snatch the mic out of your hand. So, okay, let me see if there's any more questions here that we need to answer. Another one from Gabby Is there a particular booth you plan on rushing to on day one? I'll put that up to the group. John, if you want to jump in first, is there a particular booth that you want to make a beeline for as soon as the doors open on day one?
I think it'd be cool to talk to Andre Farkas of VI, because you know he's started the idea of the B-roll for IPCPR. I'd like to get that sort of locked down on day one. But I think, you know, we have to be flexible. Like last year, you know, we tried to hit some major booths on day one and it just didn't work out because, you know, the retailers are also flooding the floor. And
yeah, it's true.
If the retailers are there, we have to move on. So we have, you know, the name of the game, especially for this IPCPR, is flexibility. We just have to be flexible. Yep.
That's a good point. I would disagree on Andre. I think Andre is going to be at his best on late day three, early day four.
I would 100% agree with that.
That's usually when we find him, and that's when he's at his most fun. Yeah, you're right. I mean, last year, right off the bat, the first thing we did was go straight to Drew State. Last year, Logan, didn't media have like an hour before everybody got on the floor?
They did.
Is that happening again this year?
It is. I believe so.
Interesting. So media actually has kind of an hour window on that Monday. We haven't heard. I know that Jonathan Drew wasn't too pleased that we did the interview right off the bat, which is why you've never seen our interview with JD from last year's IPCPR. That wasn't our choice. It was a choice that we were presented with. So I'd be curious to see if we're going to go straight there on day one, or we haven't really heard about that yet. They requested that we come right off the bat last year, so we'll see. I mean, for me, If I could go to anybody right off the bat, day one, to smoke samples and talk about their cigars, I'd go straight back to the La Zona group. That's the first place I'd go. If they were booked, I'd go to Warped. Okay. Those would be the two people that I would choose. And probably third on the list for me would be Crowned Heads. That would be my list. What about you, Logan? Anybody that you want to run straight to?
Well,
it's different for you, but
there's two people that I want to run to specifically.
Well, you know what? Actually, I want to check that. I mean to interrupt. Go ahead. I would go to La Zona first. After that, I'd go to Steve Sokka.
Okay, my first answer would be Sokka, because Sokka is doing something very interesting with his cigars to try to get cigars in before the drop dead date. Is he's basically doing, you know, his new one, mic here, or however the hell you say it.
Side piece.
Yeah, whatever. And what? you said side piece?
Side piece. Yeah.
That's what it means. It means like my mistress or something like that.
I thought it meant my true love. That's what it said on the price sheet.
No, it's dirty. It's dirty in Spanish, and then when you convert it to like Nicaraguan Spanish, it's filthy.
It's like she's a younger, hotter version who will do stuff your wife won't do.
Wow.
For real.
At least that's what John tells me. It's odd that I'm going to the Canadian for my Spanish translations, but yeah.
But it works. But yeah, anyway, I mean, but
apparently those cigars have showed up, because if you watch the Angry Sokka video, they weren't there, but now they've showed up, so that's good.
So he's a happy Sokka. So
indeed.
I would like to go to his booth first. One, because he's doing something cool where, you know, you order that cigar, and we'll get that cigar, but he's doing some other packs of, like, kind of other test blends to kind of get stuff in, and it's kind of on a first-come, first-served basis a little bit. Maybe not first-come, first-served, but I want to go in because I have a specific question on something I want to negotiate, and I need to get there before everyone. And
I'm going to read between the lines on that one.
And then two is I want to go to Caldwell, because the first 4 hours of the day, the Anastasia is available only to existing accounts. So I have to get there and get that placed. And then other than that, it really doesn't fucking matter. Honestly, it's actually better for me. I'm going to say, probably shouldn't share this. Like, there's booths that I'm going to go to that they're going to have a set deal. And even though I know the person and, you know, we're good friends or whatever, I'm not going to be able to get shit out of them in terms of a deal. So I'm going to do those people first. But the later it gets in the days, like you get in the next day, the third day, that's when these retailers, I mean, these manufacturers, no offense, but they get fucking desperate.
They get squirrely.
They get fucking desperate. And that's what Logan sweeps in. And fucking, no, seriously. I'm dead fucking serious. Like, they get desperate because, seriously, like, the first couple of days, like, the first day is usually the big guys, right? Like, you know, you hit your general, your Altadas, which most stores have. Like, you know, your Padrones. Like, the next day is everyone kind of filters out. But, like, the attendance in the show gets less and less every day. By that last day, dude, it's like nobody's in there other than the manufacturers. And when you're going around and you're swinging some cash, dude, they're like, fuck yeah, thank God. And you can swing some deals.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, sure.
Have you ever gone into the Rocky Patel booth?
I'm going to this year.
Awesome.
To pick up the Hamlet.
Nice.
But damn, no. Right. No, I mean, I've never been. I mean, I've walked by it and I've seen it, but I've never.
Yeah, we've never done an interview in there outside of Hamlet. That's one of the few booths that we've missed. I mean, this year we'll get into. I know in the past we've missed, of the big guys. I know we haven't been in Fuente.
Like Davidoff.
We haven't been in Davidoff. That's going to change.
Yep.
We haven't been in Alec Bradley, but that's going to change. So those two will happen. We've been in Rocky Patel, but only to interview. I say only. We've been in Rocky Patel, but it was just for the interview of Hamlet. So we never interviewed Rocky. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll change this year. Outside of that, I think we've hit all the big guys. I mean, there's some smaller companies that we missed last year because we ran out of time. But as far as the big ones, or Altidus, we've never been in Altidus. I don't have any contacts over there.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
But you know, whatever, we'll figure it out. Let's see. Any questions? It seems to March Washington, blah, blah, blah. No, we've kind of touched on all the questions.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up? Okay. Well, that's it then.
No, you guys got something. I'm tired, man.
No, I'm all right. I took a leak. I'm good to go. No, I'm getting excited, man. It's for me, it's like, as IPCPR approaches, there's the excitement of, like, wow, this is going to be awesome. We're going to smoke some really cool stuff. To, man, this is a lot of work. I'm excited that we're not staying at the fucking Stratosphere. Thank you, John.
Agree to disagree.
I'm excited that we are not going to be working until the wee hours of the morning. Thank you, Logan.
Sure.
And everybody else who's helping.
I'm not sure what I did to facilitate that, other than hey.
Agreed to bring other people on board.
And paid for their tickets.
Yeah, and paid and covered that. That's good. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. We're getting in early on Sunday. I get in, like, we all get in around 10:50, right?
No, dude. Jared and I get there at 6:50.
Oh, so you guys are going to be in there super early. Are you golfing or something?
No, we just leave Austin. The best flight, the only direct from Austin to Vegas, is really early in the morning and really late at night. But you get that two-hour time window or time change. So you leave at 6. It's a two-hour and 50-minute flight, so it's only really
30 minutes.
Yeah, you get there at 6:50.
So what are you going to do in the morning?
We'll do probably what we did last year. Well, I mean, the year before, is we fucking got to the hotel. I yelled at someone at the Stratosphere because we couldn't get into our room. We went to the little circle bar. Jared started drinking. I started drinking Coke, and we started smoking cigars.
It's not too bad.
That's what we did.
That's not too bad. Yeah, John, you and I get in around 10. Yeah. I think
a little bit earlier, but he's going to hang out, I think, with us.
So where are we staying exactly so I know where to go?
Do we want to share this with everyone?
Well, this is our last opportunity to share with everyone.
No, we don't need to tell everybody where we're staying.
Well, we can tell offline because I really don't even know where I'm going.
I know where we're staying, and it's close. But no, I'm looking forward to this year. I mean, this is our fourth year. It's your fifth. It's our fourth. The Cigar Federation. So we walk
it's
in with this
fast, man. If you think about it, like,
it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it's good. And you know, I'm excited. I feel like there's just endless possibilities of everything that we're going to get this year, as far as interviews and far as you know, with cigars that are coming out. So an energy infused cigar. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Seriously.
Too.
No, it's like infused with Red Bull or some shit.
Are you being serious? Are you fucking around?
I'm being 100% serious. John, do you remember the name of the company?
No, I've never. I didn't. I had no idea who they were, but yeah, they're.
It's an energy infused cigar. Never, and the crazy. So that to me says we could see anything. If we can see, if there's a cigar that's infused with energy, and there's a beard that's made out of the, or a beer that's made out of the yeast that came out of some guy's beard, that we could see anything at IPCPR. So I'm excited. I mean,
it is. It's going to be.
It's going to be crazy, but keep it locked on CigarFederation.com. We're gonna do some live check-ins on Facebook. I'll be doing some on my account.
Doing it from SigFed, dog.
We'll do it from SigFed. We'll do it from my account. So we'll do it from everywhere. There's going to be a lot of stuff. So it's just going to be like, hey, I'm walking in the door. Look how awesome this is. And it's not like, hey, we're here and you're not. It's just we want to give you guys the best
experience.
We want to give you the best experience that we can. And we're going to talk about every cigar that we're smoking. And Jared's going to talk a lot about pipe tobacco. And when he knocks all that out, he's going to do a lot of cigar interviews. It's going to be – I'm serious, guys. The coverage we've had in the past, there may not be a lot of, like – posts as the day goes on and YouTube videos that are posted, but there's going to be a lot of social media. There's going to be a lot of live videos. There's going to be a lot of photos. There's going to be a lot of all that stuff, and it's all going to be on CigarFederation.com. So make sure you check into all of that starting on Monday, and we'll probably start on Sunday. You know, there may be like I might do a live video of me like giving Logan a titty twister just to get the week off started. Yeah, right? The week started off right, you know. I've actually,
as a part of my side gig, and by side gig I mean the job that pays me money.
Copy that.
I've got a exclusive dinner thing going on Sunday night, which will be some releases that are early before the IPCPR, and might be dropping that as well.
Yeah, no, John's done a nice job of saying, "Hey guys, like I'm invited all this shit, but you guys can't come." It's been really fun, and it's been a nice hater on my part, and it's very building on myself.
Funny thing, he got invited to all these parties, but I'm just gonna show up anyways and get in too. He's gonna realize he's not that fucking special.
Yeah, where's your Canadian passport?
Whoa. Well, maybe other than that one.
Yeah.
Just no, Logan. I think if we just apologize and we get there, we'll be good.
I'm just gonna say, I'm so sorry, Sarah. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's more like
Canada rocks. We can wear Canada t-shirts, eh?
Okay. What if I wore a Chad Kroger Nickelback t-shirt? Would that get me in with the Canadians?
That would prove that you're not Canadian, because the amount of hate for Chad Kroger out of the.
I think the hate goes. In America too. I don't think. I think it's universal.
We're talking about Nickelback.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's move on. All right, guys, keep it locked on CigarFederation.com. Starting probably Sunday afternoon with some fun stuff, and then really getting down to the nitty gritty on Monday. I have made a promise to myself that I will run twice while I'm there. So there's going to have to be a run on Sunday. On the treadmill run on Sunday, and then maybe one morning before we hit the show floor, maybe Monday morning, and that's going to be it. So I got to keep my running. I'm 3 weeks now. I haven't lost any weight, but I feel better about myself, and I got to keep it going. And it's going to be treadmill because it's going to be 108 degrees out there, and I'm not messing with that. So, keep it locked on CigarFederation.com. We'll be checking a lot. We'll have daily wrap-up videos and all that stuff. You guys can catch live, so... We may not have a cigar chat. We may not have a sharing our pairings, but we'll be checking in with a lot of different stuff. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll catch you next week on CigarFederation.com.
Goodbye,
Kenyo! Goodbye, Kenyo!